Hallelujah. If God said it, that's how it is. And this is what I'm going to believe. This is what I'm staking my claim on. This is what I'm laying, putting my hope and trust in. This is what I'm going to speak. Why? Because I am more spirit conscious than I am natural minded. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let me get to this and close. Woo. Then your lie will be an advertisement of the immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power. Listen to what he's saying. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of the highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. Amen. Now watch it. Verse 21. And now he is the exalted. Now he is exalted as what? First above what? Every, how many? Every ruler, authority, government, realms of power in existence. Now what government gonna have gonna tell us, the church, how we ought to operate the church? Some outsider. Going to tell us how we're going to operate the church. And he's the head. He's the leader. He's the source. And when we start listening to that, then we weaken ourselves. Because we are contaminating wickedness with righteousness. We're mixing water with gas. And you know the vehicle won't run with mixed water and gas in the tank. And then we say the name, but nothing happened. Why? Because we have contaminated our faith with mixing up, listen, let other people tell us how to act, what to believe, what to do. Listen. It may cost me my life, but I never change. When I went to Vietnam, I did what I was supposed to do as a soldier. Almost cost me my life, but I did it. Am I going to be more faithful to them than I am to my God who saved my life? Nope. So I'm telling you, in this hour, we need to become God inside minded. We need to think thoughts after God. Let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind. Then First Corinthians 2:16, and it says, 1 Corinthians 2:16 said this, and I'm gonna read it to you. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So we're going to think like him. Who has known the mind of the Lord? What source? Do our government have it? What about principality? What about power? What about the rulers of the darkness of this world? What about them? Can they instruct Christ? Can they instruct him? No. God alone stands at the forefront. Jesus has been raised supreme head of the church with the instruction that what we are to do. And when he left, he said, go. Didn't he say it? Didn't he say it? He said, go and preach this gospel to the ends of the earth. Cast out devil. Speak with tongue. Lay hands on the sick. You drink anything deadly, it's not going to bother you. Didn't he say it? Is he a God of his word, or did he throw us out there to the lions? We see men and women under this lesser covenant. He did extraordinary thing. We read it. You can't say that was just a little light thing when he opened up the Red Sea and 3 million Jews walked across on dry ground and Pharaoh's army drowned in the same spot. Has he changed? Did he degrade himself under this new covenant, or did he make things better for us? Then we need to rise up. Amen. With our children, our home, our lives, our job, where we go, where we live, what we do, and make sure we preach this gospel. Amen. That we bring people in this place, that they get on fire. We just don't talk about how good he is. That we let other people see him in action. See, any little thing frighten us, some of us. I'm not gonna say all the. Any little thing frighten us. Any little thing. Sometimes I wonder, have people that get moved that way, have they really made a real commitment to Jesus? Sometimes I do, you know. So praise God. The more I spend time with him, the more he become real to me. Amen. And that's what I want for you. I didn't even really get started, but thank God for the portion I got, were able to get out. Amen. Say this with me. I have the mind of Christ. I am God conscious. I am, and I do have the mind of God in me. I'm God inside minded. I'm spirit led, and I'm Holy Ghost taught. None of these things move me. What I hear going on in the world doesn't change my mind at all. I've already made a decision with which I can't renege. I can't back off. I won't back off. I made my stand on the word of God. God alone is enough for me. I don't need no outside help. I'm secure in my faith in God Almighty, that he will keep and do for me and for you everything he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, ushers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.